So good morning, everyone, and thank you, Paul, for allowing me the chance to speak to your listeners today. I want to start with a huge thank you to everyone working in the NHS and social care for their hard work and professional approach as we have prepared for the impact of this virus. Coronavirus is the biggest challenge that the NHS has ever faced, and we all have our part to play in our response. Although the number of confirmed cases on the Isle of Wight remains low, I can tell you that yesterday our figures went up by 5 positive cases, and that is something that Public Health England will be reporting on later on today. I can tell you without doubt we will definitely see more cases in the coming days, weeks and months. People are saying to me that they think living on the island means we are more protected than the mainland, and I want to emphasise that we are expecting to see a lot more cases in the coming days. We have used the time that we've had available to make sure we are as ready as possible. We know that many people affected by coronavirus require critical care support. And here at St Mary's, we have been increasing the number of critical care beds that we have available. That means more intensive care beds, the use of more ventilators, and lots of training for our staff. We've already reconfigured some of our wards on the St Mary's site to create a new isolation ward, which opened last week. And we have plans for more isolation wards to open as they are needed. We have also taken delivery of personal protective equipment from the National NHS Supplies, and more equipment will be delivered as necessary. Huge amounts of training has been going on all over the Trust to prepare our teams for what is coming in the days and weeks ahead. We are recruiting more NHS 111 call handlers to support people in isolation at home. Our mental health services have put more support in place for inpatients and our community services. Our community teams supporting people in their homes and in nursing homes have been a real inspiration. They've reacted quickly, they've worked hard, and they're supporting the training of others. We have rolled out new technology and training to support staff and the people they care for in 80 care homes across the island. We've introduced video conferencing to allow patient appointments in many of our other services to take place remotely. To help protect patients, staff and our community, we have announced strict restrictions on visitors to St Mary's and Seven Acres. We have closed the restaurant in St Mary's to non-NHS staff, and we have closed the Friends of St Mary's shop and cafe. We have also postponed all non-urgent operations to free up our beds, staff and equipment to deal with the very real emergency that's coming. Please do not come to St Mary's Hospital or Seven Acres without contacting us first. We will have to take more action in the coming days, and we know that this is very worrying for our people. I'm sure Paul will allow me back to update you as necessary. Everyone at the hospital, in our ambulance service, our community teams and in mental health teams have been working extremely hard. I've been on the wards with them and I've seen it firsthand. I am hugely grateful to everyone. The effort has come from all over the NHS, including our support services, our cleaners, porters, estates, catering, human resources and finance teams. There are far too many for me to mention them all, but I want our community to know how they are working and responding to support our community. I am very grateful to each and every one. I want to emphasise that across the NHS and here on the island, NHS workers are being asked to work differently as we respond to coronavirus. They are stepping up and going above and beyond for our community. More of our staff will be asked to support our community by working differently in the coming days. Please be assured we will train you and we will provide you with the government recommended protective equipment. We really do need your support in ways that may be new to you. People will take on new roles, many will learn new skills, and like the rest of our island population, many will work from home. But for those who we do need to come into work, we will be making staff meals and parking free to make their days just a little bit easier, recognising that many families are going to suffer financial hardship over the coming period. But I cannot stress enough that even with all this hard work and all of our professionalism, we know that a surge in very unwell people is imminently coming. There is no doubt that this is the greatest challenge our health service has ever faced. And it is going to be very difficult, but we are working to meet the challenge head on. By working together, looking out for one another with kindness and compassion, we will get through this. And with the support of our wonderful island community, we will get through. The number one thing I want to ask everybody listening to this broadcast to do is to help us to stay safe, stay at home, do what the government is telling us, stay at home, protect the NHS and save lives. We are hugely grateful as well for the flood of donations and gifts that have come across to us. They do mean a lot to us, but please let us know in advance so that we can manage the deliveries. Do not come to the St Mary's or Seven Acres site without speaking to us first. If you want to volunteer, there is a new national campaign launched that you can sign up to. And again, there are full details on our website. I'd like to just finish by saying thank you again to the NHS staff hard at work, to our colleagues in social care, at the hospice, in schools and in all of the essential roles that support our effort to fight the virus. And to thank you, the Isle of Wight community, for supporting us in the way that you do. And please follow the government's instructions to stay at home, protect the NHS and save lives. Thank you, Paul.
Maggie, that was sobering to say the least. So can you confirm that there have been an extra 5 cases, or is it standing at 5 at the moment?
There's been an extra 5 cases reported in the last 24 hours.
So that takes us to 8, is that right?
It takes us to 8 in total. And it's very difficult for us to be able to tell people all of the time. So I've actually told you something on the radio that many staff here haven't been made aware of. 4 of those cases I was only notified late last night about, but they will be reported today by Public Health England.
I can't say what an amazing job. I don't think anyone listening to this can thank everybody who's working at St Mary's enough. The sobering thing is that we just have to do what we're being told. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree. And I know it's frustrating. I cannot tell you how upsetting I found it to see pictures on social media of people on the beaches, walking, congregating in parks. Snowdonia had the most number of visitors on Sunday. People have to take this seriously. If you're watching any of the news, you are going to see doctors and nurses and our government officials telling people that the numbers are increasing significantly day by day. We have got a chance on the island to make the impact less, but we have to do that by working together. No one is immune. People will carry this virus and the symptom, and will have this virus and not have symptoms. So just because you feel healthy today, please, please stay at home if you are a non-essential worker and follow the government's advice.
Well, Maggie, thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us that to be honest, I'm completely speechless, actually, hearing that, because I do think a lot of us thought, you know, well, we're on the Isle of Wight, so hopefully, as you said, we'll be more protected. But that just isn't the case, is it?
No, I think I like everybody, I hope, and I really do hope that the impact is less here on the island. But I am a clinician by background, and I am listening to the scientific evidence that is coming out not only from our government, but is coming out across the world. If you look at the demographic maps, you can see that one person with this terribly infectious virus can infect hundreds of other people. So sadly, Paul, I do believe that we are going to see a dramatic increase in our numbers, and we have an opportunity to try and minimise that by staying at home.
And I guess we have a responsibility to each other that if we see something that isn't right, to either report it or to just say to people, come on. You know, because we're all in this together. As you say, you know, you could feel completely fine, but you'd be walking around just spreading this thing around. And at the end of the day, the people, it's almost saying that you're going to have blood on your hands if you don't stay inside. I know that sounds dramatic, but if you are spreading this virus, you could potentially be killing people.
I think, Paul, if by using dramatic language, it helps people recognise how serious this situation is, then I would support that. We are not. I've worked in the NHS since 1982. I've worked through many difficult winters, I have never seen a situation like this, and I am urging people to take on board the advice that's coming out through our government and through Public Health England. And the biggest advice that people are being given is wash your hands for at least 20 seconds and wash them frequently. Boris was telling us to sing two verses of Happy Birthday. Whatever you do, wash your hands and wash them well. And you cannot wash your hands enough during this period when you are out and in contact in public places. And stay at home. If you can and you are in a situation where you can work from home, then do that to allow our key essential public health, public sector workers to be able to do the job that they want to do, which is to care for us all appropriately.
Do you think we could see a time, I know in London they are preparing the XL Centre for extra beds. Do you think that that is going to be something that we could see happen on the Isle of Wight? Or do you feel that St Mary's has the capacity in-house for that kind of thing?
I think we will have to have extra resources made available to us. I'm talking, as you would expect in my role, to very senior NHS people, and we are talking about what extra resources will they be able to make available to us. Obviously, the government's and National Health Service role is to put those resources in the areas of most need at the moment. And I think anybody who's been watching the national news will see that they are suggesting that London is 2 or 3 weeks ahead of the Isle of Wight. So currently, people are anxious. Are we getting more of this, more of that, more of the other? It's a logistical nightmare for people to ensure that the areas of most need are being serviced first. So I am having conversations because I do believe we will need further support. I'm also extremely grateful to John Metcalfe, our chief exec of the local authority. We are having many, many calls every day to talk about how we're going to work together as this situation escalates. And Alison Smith, our leader for our commissioning services on the island, we're in constant dialogue and we are all working with those above us on the next stages of what we will do if and when St Mary's requires further support.
Maggie Oldham, I don't think anybody would want your job at the moment, but it sounds as if you are doing a fantastic job getting us all ready, getting us all safe as much as possible and getting prepared for what might come. Thank you so much for sparing the time. I know you are incredibly busy. We do appreciate you spending the time talking to us and the rest of the Isle of Wight this morning, and from all of the team here at Isle of Wight Radio, and I'm sure I speak for everybody on the Isle of Wight. Please pass on our thanks to your team and the amazing work that they are doing at the moment and always do, to be fair.
Thanks, Paul. And I'll hopefully be back next week to give you a further update.
Okay, we'll speak then. Thank you so much. That is Maggie Oldham. She's the chief executive. Some very sobering things and some great advice as well. We'll get that up on our website if you missed any of that. 28 minutes past 8. This is Isle of Wight Radio. You're listening to Topping in the Morning. Waking you
up. Topping in the Morning at 6 till 10.
Topping in the Morning.
Every day gets better.
Ladies and gents,
let's go!
Isle of Wight Radio.
Topping in the Morning with White Fibre. Let us bring you up to speed.
There'll be nothing better.
White Fibre. A different...